CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
On CBS Radio's The Sky. Sky.
Today we have spiritual coach Raghini Michaels, author of Unflappable, 6 Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, and Peaceful No Matter What, helping us to bring spirituality into common stressors in your life. Fans out there, make sure to get more shows like this one at FiredUpWithCJ.com. I'm Cassandra, live from CBS Sky Radio, and here's CJ.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. I'm CJ Liu. Now we've talked about a spiritual perspective on control, and then we've talked about what to do to let go of control and your expectations. Now it's the flip side. How do you deal with a control freak? And I get this a lot with clients who say, my boss is constantly micromanaging me, or my child is always, like, you know, throwing a tantrum if they don't get what they want, if it's a parent. But there are instances, actually, what a control freak hates more is someone who's actually more controlling than them. I can attest to that. So Raghini Michaels, a spiritual coach and author, are talking about how do we actually keep our center amidst the control freak. So Raghini, ideas. What do you do when this happens?
You know, the first thing I have to do in the presence of the control freak is honor that my irritation with that control freak is because that person is reflecting back to me my own need to control at such a ridiculous level that it influences everything. Okay? So that's the first thing that I have to do, is realize that that person is simply reflecting back to me something about myself that I don't like. So that puts a little bit of a different coloring
on the
second thing that I have to do is accept that this is the reality. That person is a control freak. They are. Okay. And then third thing, I can release my desire for it to be different and simply realize when I'm with that person, the easiest way for me to get through that situation is to allow the person to be in control.
Okay. So here's what my clients are like. Well, that's just unacceptable to me.
When I would say, what about it's unacceptable? That's what I would want to know.
Yeah. Well, I'd say, well, I don't really think what they're doing is right. Like, why don't they just trust the work that I'm doing? The fact that they keep on coming in and like, oh, did you get this report? When is it going to be done? You said it was going to be done yesterday. It's still not done. Like, that's just an unacceptable way to treat someone.
Well, you hear the language that's being used is it's unacceptable.
Yeah.
And the spiritual impact here is to realize that it is what it is. So you can't really change anything unless you accept that it's there in the first place. This person who's saying it's not acceptable is rejecting reality.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, I understand that we want it to be different. We don't want somebody hovering over us all the time and saying, you know, you need to do it this way, you need to do it that way, you need to do it that way. But the reality is you have someone hovering over you doing that all the time, right?
Yeah, and it's funny, actually, my very first boss at Microsoft, she said, you know, here's the reality. And it's like, this is the reality of the game that you're playing when you go into corporate America. She didn't never said that, but that was kind of the implication. She said, I am the boss. You report to me. So you may not like me. You may not like how I do things, but the reality is I control the situation. I have control over your life, your livelihood, and your happiness. She didn't say it in that brutal way, but basically she's like, so I am going to be wrong and you will just have to deal with it. This is Microsoft, right?
That is Microsoft, yes.
No, but it was like, here's the game. This is your boss. You may not like it, but ultimately your boss has control over the situation and they can do however they want to do whatever they want in the way that they want to do it. And I think the sooner, and I was kind of shocked when she said that to me, but ultimately that is the game, right? I mean, this is a person.
Reality often feels shocking.
Yeah, it does. Whether it's the king and this is their kingdom or whatever phraseology you want to use. I mean, the power dynamics are that your boss ultimately has say over, you know, your salary, over your reviews, everything. So the sooner you accept that and stop fighting against it, And I think the thing is accepting reality. That's the hardest thing.
And some of it is hard because once we accept, let's stay with your scenario. If I accept that scenario, I might feel defeated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I might feel like I've lost my motivation, like I don't care anymore. Okay. So I could either keep fighting to make it different.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And be angry and blame.
Right. Counter-aggressive.
Sure, you're aggressive.
You're whatever, but I'm
right.
Not.
Yeah. Or I could say, okay, this is the reality and I don't want to live in this reality.
Mm-hmm.
So let me change my life instead of trying to change the other person's life.
So how would you change your life to deal with that?
Well, I have many people who come in my office every week and say, I'm done with the corporate world. I'm done. I have no freedom.
They just leave.
They leave to go off and do something that nourishes them.
Right.
You know, that feeds them. Or they get a different job and a different thing that has something in it that where what they're getting out of it is worth putting up with that scenario.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another option that you have. Find something in the world, you know, that corporate world or whatever world you're in that feeds you more. The game, the rules of the game are the same.
Right.
You're not going to change the rules of the game.
Right.
Now, and not
that's
if you
true.
Work in a corporation, if you work in a company, if you're an employee. Now, if you're an independent contractor or a self-employed person, you don't have those same rules.
Right.
But you have a whole different set of problems that
right.
you have to deal with.
Right.
So you have to remember under every circumstances, never forget that you have the power to change the way you relate to it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you think you can change the circumstance, you're probably going to lose.
Right. And right. And it's funny because I'm actually recounting a whole dialogue that I had with someone, who on Google Plus, because she was complaining about her boss. And I said, you know, you can either leave, you can either, feel kind of passive aggressive about it, or you can, and that's what you use as options, or I said, or you can just accept that your boss is probably in a whole world of pain and say, I see that you're in a whole world of pain. You don't have to be in a condescending way and say, but what I can do to support you in your world of pain is to provide weekly reports. I know you want them. They don't make any sense to me, but I'll still do them anyways because
right.
this is the way that I'm going to love you in the world of pain that you're in.
Yep, that's beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, that's a way of accepting that person and their situation and not trying to change them or saying, you're a control freak. What's wrong with you? Why are you asking me for this stupid report? It's stupid. Just say, I know that somehow getting this report calms you down. And so I'm just going to give you this report.
That's right.
Yes. I mean, that's another way.
It's one of the easiest ways to do it. You know, I have some friends that I've traveled with who are incredible controlling people,
mm-hmm.
right? And the only way that I can actually enjoy the vacation is to simply allow them to control and give up all elements of me having anything to say about what we're going to do or what goes in the back seat of the car and which goes in the trunk, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just abdicate all responsibility for those things, and I have a great time because
yeah.
the other person's doing it and they're happy,
yeah,
and I love them. And so why should I argue with them?
Right.
You know, I mean, we're having a good time. If I can let that be the way it is.
Yeah.
If I can't let it be that way, the way it is, then we're going to argue the whole time we're on the trip.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to control that person and make them different.
I think another having been and still am a certain amount of a control freak. The other thing that I think works with dealing with a control freak is saying to them, like, you're being a control freak. Seriously, like my husband will say to me, like, you know, really? And I'll go, like, you don't even realize, because what happens is you go into a hyperdrive and you don't even realize that you're being controlling. And so sometimes saying, actually, this is so embarrassing, but when I was at Microsoft, I was like trying to get this person to give me this report. And she said to me, she stopped and she said, we know each other. I'm a human being. And I was so shocked. I was like, oh, I guess I'm being a jerk. You know what I mean? So sometimes
yes.
actually a way to handle control freak, because I think that when you're in that mode as type A product, you just can't stop. And someone sometimes just stopping the momentum helps
a lot. It can help a lot if the person is receptive.
Yeah. I mean,
it can
also
get you fired if they weren't. So you need to pay attention to that as
That's
well.
True. I guess if there's a certain amount of humanity that person has to have yeah. present so that the person, if they're saying, you know what, this feels bad to me. The way that you're treating me feels bad to me is basically what the person is saying. But why would someone fire me if I said that?
I think, why?
Yeah.
Because they would be deeply offended.
Oh, I see.
They would not want you around anymore to mess up with their controlling. I mean, you know, if you're truly an unaware control freak, that can happen. So, as you say, the amount of humanity there is helpful. If they have heart, they might be able, and you can see it.
Yeah.
It's probably a little easier.
Yeah.
But let me just make one. Do we have time for me to make one more comment about the self-employed person, the entrepreneur, who's a great deal of people are entrepreneurs these days, and they don't work in corporate environments, but they have their projects, right? And they try to control every single aspect of the project. Everything.
Yeah, they're not there. So much harder to do.
It's very difficult, you know, because you're trying to control absolutely everything.
Right.
Again, it's back to having an inner productivity, an inner way to let go that you can step on that has some ground to it. Okay. Because you can't surrender to nothing.
Right.
Right. You can't let go to nothing. You have, in this context, you've got to have some kind of grounding to stand on that isn't the control freak ground.
Right.
All right. Which is, if I mess this up, then I'm a failure. I'm not okay. I'm hideous.
Right.
So if you're going to let go and turn it over to something else, it's helpful if you have some idea, some vision, some something in your mind of what you're turning it over to.
Right.
Okay? Because the more vague it is, the harder it is to let go.
Yeah, you could just say, I'm turning this over to the universe. Please help fix this thing. I've done everything I can.
If you believe in the universe, it's helpful.
Yeah.
If you don't, imagine as if you did.
Yes.
And
or what you do believe in. I believe I turn this over to God. I turn this over to...
Well, some people don't believe in any of that. They feel...
The God of productivity. I must believe in that by definition.
I mean, some people come out of childhood with a very skeptical, bad taste in their mouth about God or anything religious.
I'm just saying, the gods of productivity can't argue with that. So, Rogini Michael,
there you go.
An internationally recognized speaker on behavioral change. In the next segment, we're going to be talking about what happens when you're feeling out of control. We'll be right back.